unprecedented leak from the Supreme Court. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A leaked draft opinion, allegedly written by Justice Samuel Alito, reportedly shows the justices could be poised to strike down a longstanding court opinion.
Politico is reporting exclusively that the Supreme Court has voted to strike down the landmark Roe v. Wade decision, according to an initial draft majority opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito, circulated inside the court. In the draft opinion, there are a few quotes from Justice Alito. Among them, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. We hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled, and it is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives, i.e. back down to the states.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington reports the draft upholds a Missouri abortion law enacted in 2019 that bans abortion unless the mother's life is in jeopardy. The leak, unprecedented in modern court history. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee, who once clerked for Justice Alito, telling Fox News at night,
"This was an utter disgrace in terms of how it was released. This entire kerfuffle has been brought about as a result of an unscrupulous person trying to subvert 235 years of tradition, trying to subvert the way the Supreme Court operates."
And in front of the Supreme Court, protesters started gathering shortly after the news broke, the American Civil Liberties Union issuing a statement calling the reported decision a shift in the tectonic plates of abortion rights. In a joint statement, Senate Majority Leader Schumer and House Speaker Pelosi say the Supreme Court is poised to inflict the greatest restriction of rights in the past 50 years. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Pope Francis says he is ready to meet with Russia's President Putin to talk about Ukraine, but doesn't expect an answer. Pope also saying that Hungary's prime minister has told him that Russia intends to end the war next week. A senior U.S. official says they expect Russia to eventually declare they've annexed large portions of eastern Ukraine. Some of the people holed up beneath a bombed-out steel mill in Mariupol have been evacuated.
Dozens of civilians, mostly women and children, saw sunlight for the first time in days, evacuating on buses organized by the United Nations and Red Cross. They arrived safely in Zaporizhia, 140 miles away. Hundreds of civilians and soldiers remain inside the plant, the last remaining stronghold of Ukrainian forces in the city.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in western Ukraine, Russian bombardment of that plant has reportedly resumed. The Biden administration trying to clarify the role of a newly announced controversial program.
The Department of Homeland Security Disinformation Governance Board will operate in a nonpartisan and apolitical way, Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters.
Continuing work that was done by CISA back to 2020. So what this would do is continue that work, and it would help coordinate internal activities from the department related to disinformation that poses a threat to the homeland.
Psaki says disinformation could come from drug cartels targeting migrants or domestic extremist groups.
The mandate is not to adjudicate what is true or false online or otherwise.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the board will not infringe on free speech or civil liberties. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Rejecting his claim that he'd acted in self-defense, a 20-year veteran of the New York City Police Department has been convicted of assaulting a District of Columbia police officer during the January 2021 incursion of the U.S. Capitol. Thomas Webster is to be sentenced in September. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.